So Zoe and I recorded a whole load of mini interviews at the MVP Summit, and we thought rather than build those into a few larger episodes, we'd release those to you in short little snippets like this. So enjoy a set of our interviews live from Seattle with various people from Microsoft and MVPs. Hope you enjoy them.
Hi, this is Zoe and we're here at MVP Summit in Seattle. Today I'm joined by Daryl. Would you like to introduce yourself?
Yeah, hello everyone. I'm Daryl as a service. I am a change manager, adoption specialist. I like creating videos. I like helping people make the sense of technology.
It feels like that's really important in this Copilot era.
Absolutely. I think that adoption is a huge piece about people trying to get the most out of Copilot.
Brilliant. Okay, so first question, what does Copilot mean to you?
A family of Copilots, if I can call it that. I know that this could be a confusing term, but Copilot to me is it's AI-powered, AI-driven technology that can be used inside apps or it can be used alongside apps. Now, I can tell the difference. You got inside apps, could be Word, could be Teams, could be Outlook, or alongside apps is the M365 Chat Copilot. There are other Copilots for other products, but you can create your own. So, yeah, it continues to grow.
Mm. And it is definitely quite confusing, I think. I really like the way that you talk about it as a family, though.
Mm.
So what are your own experiences with Copilot that you feel have made a difference to you?
I, as a consultant, appreciate some of the time-saving ways of using Copilot in meetings, for example. I know it's a popular one, and I'm also lucky enough to have Teams Premium to combine. There are some overlaps, but yeah, that's a whole other podcast, I guess. The experiences that made a difference to me, I appreciate being able to ask questions of the meetings that I have. So it's one thing to have a big transcript and maybe even AI-driven notes that may or may not pick up the important things, but I can drill into that and I can ask for some more insights.
And do you tend to do that like during meetings, after meetings, both?
Yeah, it's both. I know there's some times where I might ask during a meeting, did I miss any questions or catch me up? What did my offsider say about something because I wasn't listening closely enough? And thankfully, it's a private experience, so she doesn't have to know.
Yeah, perfect.
Yeah.
So with this whole Copilot overload that we're seeing at the moment, is there anything that you're particularly worried about or that you hear from clients as a consultant?
The launch of Copilot was exciting. I think we've seen this with a few products in Microsoft where they get excited and they make great videos that set a vision. And then when people open them up and try to use them, it's not quite as they expect. What I am concerned about, I guess, is at the moment, and I'm sure they'll improve it, but just trying to make that consistent experience consistent where you're using Copilot. You know, as a change manager, if I'm trying to train people about how to use Copilot, I don't want to have to say, well, it can do this over here and that over there, and the chat experience or whatever is treated differently.
Yeah, I think that context, when I've been helping people from the start of this journey, helping them understand that the way they prompt, the way they use it, has to be contextually different because of the app they're in. But that's a product limitation.
Yeah.
It shouldn't have to be like that, but helping people actually understand that, I think, is key.
I'd add that I respect that each Copilot in a app is going to have its own special superpowers. Of course, you're going to be able to ask, create me some slides or give me some analysis on an Excel spreadsheet. You can't do that in Word necessarily. But their consistency, excuse me, around create, summarize, share, getting insights, all of those things need to be reasonably familiar experience wherever you use Copilot.
Yeah, I couldn't agree more.
Yeah.
So this has been, keeping our NDA, this has been a very... full week, shall we say. So making sure that, you know, we do keep that NDA. What are you most excited about, or what are the things that you really want to see next?
You know, I talked about consistency, and it's promising to hear, and you would expect us, that they know this. They're going to work on it. It is their goal, Microsoft's goal, to try and make that a consistent experience. That's exciting to me. I also am excited about the other possibilities of what AI could do to save us time and what kind of insights it could give. seen some great things here. Of course, I can't talk about it, but looking forward to seeing hints of it in the product soon.
Brilliant. Anything else you'd like to add?
I would add that if you are going to start with Copilot, don't forget change management. Yep. Get people alongside you who know how to train you, get you up to speed. Also that they'll guide you along a journey that will make it relevant and contextual to you and your business. It's one thing to learn how to do a prompt, but get someone to help you read through and understand that story and refine that prompt in the context of your own work.
Perfect. Brilliant. Thank you for joining.
You're welcome.